This is the process I use to help me drop from the story in my head, where the worry is, to the feelings in my body. I learned it from Bharti Kaurai, and it has helped me enormously. Like me, you might initially feel that it will make things much worse to focus on the feelings. It might also feel as if you're letting go of control. We're so used to trying to keep our feelings manageable with our thinking that focusing on them and not our thoughts can even seem a little unwise. Let me reassure you. Dropping your focus, letting go of the story, and breathing through your feelings will not bring you unbearable pain. This is an important route to calmness and increased peace of mind. This is how we start. Sit quietly in a comfortable chair with your feet on the ground. If you feel safe to do so, close your eyes. If you prefer to go through this process with your eyes open, even just the first few times, that's fine. For a few moments, notice your breathing. Relax your hands. Relax your feet. Notice the whole of your body and how it feels. Are you relaxed, tense, hot or cold? Don't try to change how you feel. Just notice it. Now I want you to notice your thinking. If there's anything worrying you, you'll probably be running a story about it in your head. Just notice the story. The fears you are running through or trying to avoid, the possible solutions you are holding on to, the regrets, the resentments. Is it a big, wide-ranging story, or is it small and simple? Don't get tied up in the details. Just notice that it's there. How busy your thinking is, and how preoccupied you can become. Now, just for a moment, while you're still aware of your story and your thinking, try to notice your feelings. You might have a tight, knotted feeling in your throat. Perhaps your chest is constricted, tense and uncomfortable. Do you have butterflies? Is there a feeling of dread or seething anger? Just notice your feelings and give yourself plenty of time to notice their quality and location. Let's take some time for that now. What did you notice? Do you have one overriding emotion in one area of your torso? Or is there a portfolio, a selection of feelings and locations? Whatever you found, it's okay. It really is. You're a human being and you will always be full of emotion. Now, let's look at the relation between the story up there in your head and the feelings in your body. If you feel anxious, for example, as a habitual overthinker, you will probably rush into your head to try and rationalise the anxiety. The story will come into play. You will wonder, what am I anxious about? How can I make myself feel less anxious? You will feel instinctively that you can think you're feeling better. This is because you're a head person. In fact, thinking will almost always make the feelings more uncomfortable and decrease your peace of mind. So, when we think about our feelings and get the story involved, the feelings become more uncomfortable. When we feel that discomfort, we engage our thinking still further to try and overcome it. You get the picture. There's a perpetual loop and it just gets worse and worse. Now that we have identified the story and the feelings and experienced the loop, we're going to short-circuit that loop. I want you to believe that you can let go of the story. Rest assured that it will always be there, waiting for you, when you want to go back to it. But just for the moment, we're going to drop our focus from the story in our heads to the feelings in our bodies. Notice where the story is. Decide you're going to leave it there while you shift your focus down into your body. It's okay, you can cope with feeling those feelings. Gradually, just drop your attention away from your head and right down deep into the anxiety, the anger, or the sadness. Even if you can't identify the feelings, and it seems as if you have a big mass of discomfort or pain, just allow your attention to sit down there for a little while. It won't be as painful as you expect. Just notice that you are right down there in your body with the feelings. They don't have to have names or explanations once you have let go of the story. They just become what they really are, physical feelings. Let's sit and breathe with those feelings for a while. You may find yourself able, once you're settled with your feelings, to choose some different thoughts. If your story is very persistent, though, this may take quite a bit of practice. Just notice yourself focusing on your body rather than your thinking. Recognise what an achievement this is. Sit with your feelings for as long as you like and notice how nothing terrible has happened. When you're tempted to move back into your head and check out the story, just shift your focus back down to your feelings. Now we can let go, allow the feelings to be, and accept the story without judgment. This is a really good start, but it does take practice to be able to use this strategy at the times when it's most helpful, times when we feel trapped by a big problem and the awful feelings that come with it. It's a good idea to practice with little problems, and then ease into the bigger issues once we're more comfortable with the shift we need to make. Use this strategy as often as you remember. The more you use it, the more natural it will become. Eventually, even when things seem really bad, you will be able to let go of the story, sit with your feelings, and even while the feelings persist, choose some healthier thoughts. For example, you could try making a gratitude list in your head, even while you're feeling anxious, angry, or sad. This is my preferred option, and it really works, I promise. Now you have made a great start. Listen to this recording as often as you need to, until you have created the dropping from the story to the feelings habit for yourself.